Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope that you are doing well. We have reached the end of September, another fast month, kind of a rough month at times. And I hope that you are feeling really inspired and uplifted about the possibilities that the rest of this year brings. This is Molly McCord, and I'm really loving this radio show, so thank you so much for listening. Today's show is about relationships. And if you read the description of the show on Blog Talk Radio or the website, you'll see that it's a very vague, vague kind of general term, description of what we're going to talk about. And that's because the information comes in to me and I write it out. And then my team, my spiritual team comes in and always says, there is a higher perspective to this. Do you want to share that? And of course I say, yes. Let's serve it up. So the description that I offer on the radio page and on the website is general. It's like an introduction. So we're going to take this to a new place. And the purpose is that you will be able to start to see and understand relationships from a higher perspective and to see the soul level purpose of people in your life. Relationships are so important and valuable. We have them in every area of our lives, and they form us, they shape us, they challenge us, they help us grow. There's a lot that they offer. And I wanted to offer some insights about relationships, specifically romantic relationships. That came through as the main energy of this show, so we're going to focus on that. For the astrology portion, I'm going to talk about the upcoming full moon on Friday. It's a whammer. It's a big one. Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually on Saturday. It's on September 29th, so this weekend. It's a big full moon. And I'm also going to talk about Saturn in Libra, which is finishing up a 2.5-year run in Libra and moving into Scorpio. I've mentioned this transit on previous episodes, but I keep bringing it up because it's really important, and it relates to the show topic about relationships. I also wanted to throw out a few little announcements. One is that in the middle of October, we have another Conscious Wisdom Festival coming up. It's called ConsciousWisdomFestival.com, and this is an online spiritual gathering with 15 different experts over 3 days. It's very affordable. You receive all of the MP3 recordings plus handouts. You can listen live, or you can listen to the recordings on your own timeline. The live event is designed so that you have time between each session to stretch your legs, to walk around, to get some fresh tea, and then come back and get some more information and connect to a new expert. So it's set up to be very practical and digestible. and inspiring. There's some incredible presenters, and they are going to be shared with you the beginning of October, potentially sooner, but the beginning of October. So I just want to put that on your radar. It's October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And you can check out more information at ConsciousWisdomFestival.com. And then I want to share with you a quick story. This past weekend, I went to a concert. We went and saw Train live, and Train is who sings this opening song on my radio show here, Soul Sister. They are performing live, and we got there early and listened to the opening act, who was excellent. And part of his show was to see if anyone else in the audience enjoys playing music. And so he asked, does anyone here play the drums? And there was a gentleman who raised his hand and said, oh, sure, I do. And they had a conversation, and the singer brought this gentleman up onto the stage. His name is Wayne. Wayne was in his late 50s, just in a t-shirt, jeans, very comfortable. And he was called up onto the stage. No credentials. He didn't have any rehearsal with the band. He wasn't asked to demonstrate what he could do first. He just volunteered and then was invited up on stage. And he got up there and he played the drums with the band during their live performance. And he was being cheered on by over 9,000 people. And he was just enjoying it. And he was in his element. And this was his natural gift and his natural talent. And everyone was so excited about Wayne because here this man is who just came to see a show, and then he was the star of the show. And what I loved was that this was a beautiful demonstration of what it means to be living in the fifth dimension, meaning to be living effortlessly and to be sharing your talents and to be offering what you can do just because you love to do it. You know, Wayne just raised his hand and was called up on stage and loved it, and he had thousands of people cheering for him. Now, we compare this to the third dimensional experience of living where we look at our experience, we look at our education, we look at our resume, and we need to demonstrate what we can do, and all of that has value, and I'm sure that all of us can relate to living like that. But when we're moving forward into this new way of living, it is that effortless, and all you have to do is say, yes, that's what I like. Yes, I enjoy that. Yes, I can play the drums. And the universe will conspire in incredible ways to pull you on stage because your gifts and your talents are appreciated and cheered on by thousands. And so let's stop for a moment and just, you know, connect with that energy in yourself, knowing that you can be your natural, special essence in the world, be supported, feel the enthusiasm, know that you're accepted, be in the joy. That was the full experience that this man had just by going to a concert. And I thought it was just such an inspiring example of the possibilities that are open to us right now and how we can really be ourselves in a new way. So I loved Wayne and the drums he played on Sunday night. It was wonderful, and I thought it was a wonderful example of how effortless and easy things can be when we are living in the fifth dimension with those qualities and with the essence of owning our gifts and what we can do. So I just want to let that anecdotal story sit with you and be an example of the way things are unfolding right now. So let's get into our main topic here about relationships. It's a big one. It's a joyful one. Usually relationships are on our mind the most for two reasons. This is what my team shared with me. When we are looking for a relationship, and when a relationship is ending, or we sense that it's ending. Those are the two times when it can take up our energy the most. Otherwise, they may be in neutral. Now, when you are looking for a relationship, or when you are feeling that a relationship is ending, there's one thing that that those two scenarios have in common. It's about you. It's your energy. Whether it's coming or going, it's connected to your energy. And this is where we have our greatest power, our greatest levels of peace, and our greatest strength. We might think the relationship is about the other person. Sure, and on some levels it is because we're relating. But the relationship is about you. And it's about where you are in your soul's growth, what lessons you are choosing to master and understand at this time, what you want to experience in your overall human experience, and what your soul chose to experience. So there's various layers here to relationships. And what I want to look at first are the human level experiences. And then we're going to talk about the soul level experiences. Now, the human level experiences, I'm going to address more of your mental, logical understanding. And then with the soul level experience, I'm going to call in my spiritual team and we're going to get some more insights that way. So what I want to start with the human level experience is that relationships happen for numerous reasons. And it's important to know that in every relationship you have power. You are powerful. You are yourself. The relationships might test you in some areas. They might expand you effortlessly in other areas. But essentially, you are always powerful in your relationships. And when we're looking for a relationship, we can unknowingly put that power outside of ourselves. Or when a relationship is ending, we can unknowingly put that power outside ourselves. What I want to remind you of is that relationships will naturally change in your life as you are growing and expanding. Especially now, especially during this time of incredible spiritual knowledge and information. If this is your path and something you are embracing, you will see yourself and feel it expanding, and other relationships might not be on that same wavelength or might not be on that same path. So this is where you come back to yourself, your own power, your own inner knowingness, and you decide what is best for you and your growth. And we have a lot of karmic history of relationships ending badly, okay? So think about all the ways something could end badly. I mean, that could be as extreme as violent murder and death, or it could be through rejection, betrayal, loss, someone choosing another partner, etc. There's all these different ways where relationships have ended badly for many of us, and we have this in our karmic imprint, our energetic imprint. And this time around, you have agreed to meet up with certain people to heal those wounds and to create a new energetic balance between the both of you. Something that's important to know is that when our relationship is changing, it's always changing for your best. Okay, just sit with that for a moment. When a relationship is changing, it's for your best. Relationship and the energy of love always works for you. Now, you might look around and see what's happening in a situation and feel like, oh, there's no way this is for my best good. There's no way this feels good. But what I want to offer you is another insight, and that is that when a relationship is changing, it's demonstrating that a part of you is growing and or a part of the other person is growing. And the changes take place on multiple levels, and we might feel it first in our emotional body before we feel it in our higher heart. But when these relationships are changing, it's probably bringing up a karmic pattern or something that you agreed to work on this time around, that you chose as a powerful experience for your own growth. And so that is why I hope you can connect the experience with love on some level. When someone is, let's say you are with a partner and they are choosing not to grow with you right now, for whatever reason. They're not into your same interests, or you just have a feeling that your paths aren't going to last together very long. Whatever it may be, you just feel like the relationship isn't going to go forward much longer. This person agreed to work with you and be in your life so that you can move forward as you chose, and so they could be that motivator for you to move forward. They came in to your life, and maybe you are married, maybe you have kids, maybe you've just been dating and together for a long time, because they agreed to be here with you at this time to support you. That support might not always feel good, quote unquote. It might not look good. You know, on a human level, you might look at it and think, this person, you know, is so out of touch or doesn't understand the bigger picture. But that doesn't matter, because at a soul level, they are completely in tune with you. And the two of you came together for very important purposes right now. Because you came together for important growth and soul purposes, if you choose to end the relationship, that is also because you chose important personal growth. Do you see what I mean? If the relationship comes in based on love, it leaves based on love. The love is never lost. It changes form, but it's never lost. It always is there. It's interesting that I'm being directed to talk to you about relationships ending. I'm feeling that strongly right now, that people listening to this are really looking for the relationships that are transitioning. You're looking for some peace and insights around why. And the why is related to your soul's growth and often to karmic history. Another message that I'm hearing very clearly right now is that on a soul level, the two of you agreed to come together for probably a certain amount of time, let's say 10 years. And in those 10 years, you agreed to get married, you agreed to have children, you agreed to be together. But you also knew on a soul level that your relationship was not meant to be a lifetime partnership. It's because the energies between the two of you could be completed in 10 years, because you could do what you needed to do in 10 years. You didn't have to extend it. It was best for both of you. So then that 10-year mark comes around, and you're sensing the relationship is uncomfortable, it's changing, it's not working for you. Perhaps you or the other partner unconsciously acts out instead of addressing how the relationship isn't working. Someone betrays the other or does something deceptive. There's other ways that these energies can unfold when we're not conscious of and understanding why. So let's say that that 10-year mark has arrived and you're both sensing the relationship is meant to end. And then perhaps judgment kicks in, or your programming kicks in about, oh, we shouldn't get divorced, or, oh, you know, early childhood religion programming, or, oh, I don't want to be alone, or I'm afraid of what's going to happen, or I don't think I'll meet anybody else, or whatever is coming up for you, okay? It's preventing you from making a decision and getting clarity. And yet, you have an inner knowingness that this relationship is done. The inner knowingness you're feeling is your soul agreement and your soul contract with that person. And both of you are sensing it and knowing it. So I want to offer the perspective that what if the person you're with, you chose to only be together for 10 years, and then you agreed to energetically support each other as you go off on your own paths to continue to grow and more fully be yourself? What if that's the agreement? What if that's why you came together in the first place? What if it was never supposed to be a life partner because you both agreed that it wasn't for your best and highest good? What if? So please, I feel this is opening up a lot of hearts right now. Please sit with this. What if you were only supposed to be together 3 years and then you were going to lovingly, graciously, and wholeheartedly go your separate ways? Now, there is an important component to this, which is children. And this is so cool. But my team was showing me the word partner. And what if the person that you have children with is not your life partner, but is a parent partner? Think of that. Think of how parents is the word partner with an extra R. But think about how close those words are, okay? So what if it's not a life partner, but a parent partner? What if your soul contract is that these are children you agree to raise together for whatever karmic history or whatever soul contract you agreed on, and then that is your connection, and that is how your love for each other is funneled, and your children are parts of those contracts and are willingly volunteering to be that conduit of love. So I'm offering this because I feel how there are lots of relationship changes happening. This is part of the theme. This is part of the astrology theme right now. It's a main central topic for many people. And I want to try and steer you away from the judgment of it. And I also want to honor the emotional process, everything that comes up, the grief or the loss, any of that, that the emotional component is part of your karmic history with somebody, but it is not who you are. And so there's an opportunity to not identify with that, to not own that as part of your identity, but instead to understand that it's just one more thing that's coming up and being triggered to be healed. It's one more programming, unconscious programming that you can release with this relationship. Now, as I'm saying all this, I'm feeling a lot of energy moving, and so I hope that this is helping you understand some of these soul-level reasons why relationships are ending at this time. And it's simply because you agreed that they would. Remember, you are powerful. You are powerful in your relationships, and your power stays with you. When that relationship ends, you don't lose your power. When that relationship is complete, you don't lose love. When the relationship is ending, you are not losing or ending anything that really matters. Now, the other component here is that I know there are many people who are ready for relationships, and you're ready for that soul-level connection, whether that is the feeling of a twin flame or a soulmate or a kindred spirit. There are many different ways that these relationships can show up for us. And when you are ready, it can feel like you are expected to manifest it, or you're waiting for the law of attraction to kick in, or you know, there's something that you're instead receiving. But I want to remind you that, again, your power is always with you. And when you are ready for a relationship and you're focused on your own soul's growth, you are always powerful and you are always attracting exactly the relationships you need at that time. And it needs to line up with the other person's growth and where they are. So say, for example, you are ready for a partner, a male partner. You've been doing your work. You know what you want. You know who you are. All things are go. And you're just ready for that one person to share it all with. And you know he's out there. You know it. Now, what if this partner, we'll call him Tom. What if Tom is also doing his work, but Tom just moves through a little slower? What if he isn't ready in 6 months to meet up with you? What if he needs 9 months to get to where you are to be your equal? In that time, you might find yourself hanging out with other people or dating other people, and you know it's not the right one, but it's sort of a time killer. You know, you're just getting ready because you know he's coming. Your soul is working with his soul. If the two of you have a contract to meet up, you will meet up when the timing is right for both of you. So if it's not happening right now, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that probably the other person is getting to that place where they can meet you and be your equal. Now, the situation can happen in reverse, where, say, Tom is ready for you, and he's available, and he's done his work, and is ready to be your partner, but you're not quite there yet, and you're feeling that you're close, but there's some other things that are coming up. You might be presented with a casual relationship where you're attracted to somebody, and you want to hang out with them, and you're dating, and that person is helping you advance your growth and get to where you want to be so that you can meet up with Tom and be his partner. And maybe that doesn't happen for 6 months. Maybe that's a year. But the energies are always working together. And your responsibility is you. It's your growth. It's your soul path. And it's your trust in the universe and in yourself. It's your trust in your own soul's plan. It's the trust in your knowingness that this is happening, even if you can't see it, but you can feel it. It's also a trust in the timing and knowing that if you are really ready for a partner and it's not matching up and it's not lining up right now, it's because the other person is getting some things together in their life. And when you are ready to meet that person and they are ready to meet you, it will happen. I've seen it happen so many times. It happened with myself, which is why I can attest to this working. For myself, I kept seeing myself standing on a platform all kind of by myself with nothing else around. And I just saw this man coming down out of nowhere and landing on my platform. It was for me, it was a ridiculous visual for a while because I wanted to know more and I wanted to know when and what's his name, what does he look like, am I going to miss him? You know, all these things that creep up because we want something to happen. And so visualize yourself connecting with that person in the best possible way for you and for them. It has to work together. Visualize it happening. Know it will happen. And allow it to happen. And do what you need to do to stay in trust, to stay in benevolence, to know that everything is unfolding as it should and in the highest and best way for both of you. Now, this visual I had of this man arriving turned out to be accurate maybe a few months later. And I met him through a friend of a friend at a random art show where I went because I felt I needed to get out of the house and do something. And that was it. And we hit it off. And it was that easy. We moved in together a few months later. It was best for him. It was best for me. If he and I had met 2 months earlier, no, it wouldn't have worked because he wasn't ready. And I wasn't completely there. I was probably at 90%, whereas he was at 60%. But when we met up, it's because it was the best for both of us. We were both at 100%, and we were both ready. So please give yourself more self-love and trust and understand how things can happen in multiple amazing ways and that you are loved and seen by the universe when you're waiting for something and when you're questioning something. You are still taken care of and you are still being seen, as I like to say. And, you know, whenever we have a prayer or a request to God, to the universe, to Source, it is heard, okay? It's always heard. And it's only after the fact, when you've met the person and things have unfolded, that we see the beautiful story that was developing. when you're in the story and it's unfolding, it's hard to see it. But then after the fact, the pieces come together and you say, oh, right, that's why I was waiting, or that's why this past summer nothing unfolded, or that's why it took until later in the fall for us to meet up, was because he was doing this or she was in the middle of this. So please, if this connects with you and if this feels energetically in alignment with where you are, please understand that when you send a request out, it's always answered, but the timing is universal. So please infuse that into your energetic being, and it will happen. I've just seen it so many times that all I can say is it will happen. I want to move into the soul level message from my team. They have infused part of that, the section I just spoke about, they've infused that with some of their energy, but now I feel it coming in stronger. And I'm being directed to invite you to participate in this as a group energetic experience. And what I'm doing is I am standing up straight with my feet in the ground. My shoulders are loose, my back is straight, and I'm feeling a lot of energy going up and down my spine. And I invite you to tune into these energies with me if you want, because I'm feeling this very cool energetic exchange, and that your team is ready for you to download some of this information into your cellular structure. Okay, breathing. And to bring in greater levels of peace around relationships. And this is where I'm feeling the galactic message coming in, a multidimensional message. I'm just going to share with you what I'm seeing. Okay. Okay. So last week, we did a panel. There was three galactic beings sitting at a table, the glass table. And I'm seeing on the far right of this table the same galactic being. And it's the Palladian being of light. He has such a personality. He is sticking with himself as a masculine being. He is very bright and big, and he's presenting himself as muscular and strong because he knows that's what we like to see, and that's how we identify masculine energy here on Earth. And I see him standing up, and arriving next to him is another being from Sirius, the Sirian being, who is presenting himself also as masculine and as being blue in energy, a little more blue tones to his energy, also strong, muscular, taller than the Pleiadian being. And they are together. Okay. Okay. Their message is that other beings and other energetic systems and dimensions define relationships differently than we do here on Earth. They are used to communicating and interacting with each other more regularly and energetically. Whereas here on Earth, we're sort of in a confined space where we chose to be separate from other dimensional energies, and that we're not openly connecting with other beings for a very divine purpose. And they're showing me that Earth has been a protected dimension because that is part of the Earth experience, and that the Earth experience exists in polarity and separation. And so the Earth has to be separate from other galaxies and other dimensions in order to fully embrace and have that experience of separation. And so what they're showing me is that because of this, within Earth, we've chosen to work with each other through the experience of genders, and that we use genders to grow and to experience ourselves and to challenge ourselves. But in other dimensions, the experience is much broader, where you interact with other dimensions more effortlessly. You interact with your soul interdimensionally. You don't rely on other people. Wow. You don't rely on other people as much, or other
other genders to have a fuller understanding of your own soul. So here on Earth, as we're expanding interdimensionally and we're moving beyond the third dimensional experience, we are opening up to conversing with our teams more. We are opening up to other galaxies and other experiences because we are ready to expand our definitions of relationships and to move away from the singular definition of relationships between only genders. That's why there are so many who chose to incarnate with the description that we know as homosexuality. They're expanding how relationships can be experienced. Okay, and these two beings are showing me that they have much love between them. They have much love for other beings in the universe, and they have much love for all of Earth because they understand how Earth is playing a special role in the galaxy, and that role is changing based on our free will. Relationships are changing, and there are some of us who agree to be on the forefront of that expansion, while there are others who agree to remain in current traditional roles to demonstrate that purpose too. They're showing me that other galaxies and other dimensions experience roles in a much broader sense, that lifetime commitments are not expected, that polygamy is normal, that you can reach out and interact with other beings, and there isn't the expectation that you have only one person as your partner. They're showing me that there's a lot of value in having multiple relationships throughout your life, and that human judgments have made those experiences limited. We've created limitations for a reason, and now we're expanding past them. And as you are experiencing new relationships and new expansions of yourself and your soul's growth, relationships will end and they will be complete, and this is to be celebrated. This is a joyful event. However, it might feel very isolating. And that is because the earthly dimension is not set up to celebrate relationships in this manner. Yet. And they're saying that with a smile on their face. They're saying that this is why it's so exciting, that if you're even listening to this show, it demonstrates that you are ready to experience yourself in new realms within new relationships, that you are ready to take it beyond what you have known for yourself. And this is why you are a pioneer. This is what your soul agreed to do. They're showing me that there are, oh, okay, wow. They're showing me the globe of Earth from space and all of these lights, pinpoints of light that are all being flipped on all over the globe, although some patches are dark. Some areas are darker. Okay. And they don't want me to say where it's darker because that doesn't matter. They're saying every person is uniquely placed and exactly where they need to be their light. And the fact that you are wishing to understand relationships from a higher perspective and to know more about your soul's growth is cheered on and is so celebrated in the universe. They say this is why you are here. This is why other relationships in your life exist. They exist to get you to this point so you can keep growing, keep being yourself, and keep following your soul's plan. They are showing me that there are many, many people who wish to have this understanding and wish to have this peace because they know that there have never been any quote-unquote bad relationships in their life. They know that these relationships are all for their best and highest good, but mentally and intellectually they haven't been able to wrap their minds around it or understand it. But now is the time when these understandings are supported because there are enough of us to energetically support this interlocking energy. And they're saying that every being who wishes and chooses to expand in their experience of relationships, to honor the completion of lessons and growth, that you have the ability to experience new levels of relationships that are beyond what the earthly plane has known, meaning many, there may be others in your life who don't understand the level of joy you feel with some beings because you are expanding into higher levels of being joyful. You are connecting with others who equally feel this joy, and you are connecting with others who support the soul growth that you are choosing, who support and honor you in incredible ways, and who want you to know you're not alone. Okay, this is a big message. You are not alone. You will feel alone at times. You will feel isolated. You will feel that you have no one to relate to. But if you choose to see this from a broader perspective, it is also why this expansion is happening when the internet is so prevalent and when you can relate to people anywhere in the world at any time in multiple ways. And they're showing me that the internet, that the energy of the internet is expanding. I'm seeing wires expand, like cables expand, to contain and fit these new vibrations that are coming through. And more people are getting on board with this. More people are looking for these answers and for this peace. And they are looking to connect with other like-minded souls. They are looking for relationships in new form. And this is beyond romantic relationships. This is redefining how the two genders relate even, and knowing that there isn't, that romantic relationships are limiting, and we are moving beyond the sexualization of relationships to have friendships that are rooted in true soul expansion and soul support. Soul support. And so even if you are committed to a partner or you are enjoying the benefits of monogamy, however you describe the benefits, to consider that expanding beyond this definition, you may find even more joy with other individuals who are also on the same soul path, and that you do not need to limit how many people are in your life, and you do not need to limit how many people you relate to. Okay, they're saying that the support for growing and expanding definitions of relationships is galactic right now, and that you are supported in however you want to do that, and that you are able to call forth the energies of any beings that represent relationships so that you can grow beyond them and grow past them with their love and their support. This is part of the expansion of Earth at this time, and it's moving Earth away from duality into the singularity of one love, one galactic love, and that we are being ushered in to the galactic grid of love that circulates and is experienced amongst other dimensional beings. We are entering the galactic grid that opens up our hearts, our higher hearts, and they're showing our galactic hearts to connect with each other in new, profound ways that we haven't known before. Okay, now they are both standing next to each other still, and they are clapping, and they are bowing, and they are honoring every being who is choosing to hear this message, because there's something about it that's sinking into your skin and into your cellular level being. And they're saying that, okay, they're saying that this message has many layers to it. You may want to listen to it again. and that there is more to the message. But okay, yeah, they're honoring me, myself, right now as Molly, because I feel very uplifted by this energy, and I also feel I'm starving. I feel so hungry all of a sudden that there is just so much that went through me. Okay, so I'm going to honor what my body is telling me. And they are now thanking you for listening, thanking everyone for being here. And there is much excitement about this phase that we are moving into. And that your soul is leading the way should you choose to embrace the past, to return to trust that all is well, that love is only created, it is never lost. And every being in your life is there to create more love in the world. Okay, that's, and now I see them dissolving. Okay. I'm going to get some water, just a moment. Okay, I'm back in my body. I don't know where I went. That's so fun. I enjoy these messages because the energy that comes through is incredible. I hope that you felt that too. I think this is why they wanted me to invite you to join in to the energetic experience to create this connected message. Because when their energy comes through one of us, it has the potential to come through many simultaneously. So it's almost like we're getting on a joint conference call, and we're each dialed in and connected, and that helps individually. It helps us individually, but it helps globally to anchor in this energy and this light. So, okay. I hope that was a great message for you and for where you are, and that it lined up with some things on your mind. It felt very powerful. I'm going to move into the astrology topic right now because it's very much related, and it's something that will piggyback on this message. Okay, if you're listening to this in the archives, this information is still pertinent, even if it's later. So the upcoming full moon is on September 29th. And if you are listening to this after that date, this information will still be beneficial and still help explain to you some of the energetic imprints that are coming in right now. This full moon on September 29th is at 7 degrees of Aries. It's conjunct Uranus in Aries. It's squaring Pluto in Capricorn. It actually is forming a cardinal grand cross. So it's also activating Libra energy and Cancer energy. Okay, so there's a lot going on at once. And what does this mean? When we have a full moon, it's about illuminating something and bringing what is unconscious into our conscious awareness, shining light on it, okay? Imagine that glorious, beautiful full moon in the sky, shining light on some area of your life. And with it being in Aries, conjunct Uranus, this is about some type of emotional awakening, liberation, breakthroughs on a global level. I mean, this is an emotional intensity that will be felt by many people. Now, this could play out in multiple ways, and it will play out in multiple ways for each of us. You know, it will be a different experience. But I want to offer you the higher perspective on this because it is a big energy. It's explosive. It's dynamic. It's where you might all of a sudden understand something about yourself in a whole new way. It has the energy of calling forth your emotional body as and needing a giant release, meaning maybe you have an incredible need to, say, cry, okay, if that's your release. Maybe you need to get out and move your body and do a lot of exercise, or you just feel the need to write and express yourself and be creative. This energy is very big, so I recommend moving it through you and paying attention to what comes up in your emotional body. What is coming up for your attention? Where are you being triggered? What is being revealed to you that is a new part of your personal identity that you are ready to claim? There's a lot of empowerment here. There's a lot of evolving into yourself in a bigger, more fuller way, expressing yourself, saying what your needs are, saying who you are, declaring what your essence is. Now, as you can imagine, if you have a global population doing all of this, there's the possibility for aggression, for backlash, for things to clash and not match up. But I'm not going to focus on that energy because that's not what it's about. You know, I view astrology as being something that we have designed. It's a system that we as souls have created to help us continually grow and evolve. And there are times in our collective history where we need revolutions to move us forward, where we need a little bit of chaos to get our attention and to help us do what we need to do to be ourselves in a very pure way. And I feel that this full moon is about that. Now, it's going to come up in relationships. You're going to feel it in various areas of your life. But again, it's about taking you forward in some manner. So I invite you to own it, to celebrate it. Give yourself space. Give others space. Give everyone space right now. And what that means is maybe don't expect to get responses right away. You don't have to initiate a lot of conversations unless they are beneficial. Just give people room to be in their own energy at this time, to honor that and to honor it in yourself. Having personal space will help you move these energies better. So that's the full moon on September 29th. And we are moving into a new phase of maturity on October 5th. So just less than a week. On October 5th, Saturn moves into Scorpio for the first time in 29 years. Saturn has been in Libra for the past 2.5 years. And what this is about is that Saturn comes in and he makes sure that we're learning, that we're being disciplined, that we're maturing, that we are responsible. And in Libra, Saturn has been making sure that we are being ourselves in relationships and that we are working with others to be themselves as a reflection of how we are being ourselves. Okay, so Libra energy, it shows us what we want in partnerships, what we need, how relationships work in our life, how they don't work. And with Saturn coming through, he's calling us on it. He's calling us and saying, okay, is this really working for you? Is this relationship honestly reflecting who you are? Is this relationship good for you? Are you choosing relationships responsibly? Look at people in your life back in late 2009, okay? And now look at where we are in the fall of 2012. It's been almost 3 years of this energy. And look at how your relationships have changed. And the common link between every relationship in your life is you. You are the one who sets the standard for relationships in your world. And so as relationships have changed for you, it demonstrates how your relationship with yourself has changed, where you are saying what you need, you're communicating your truth, you are able to take responsibility for what is yours and what is not yours, You are able to look at other people and understand where you match up with them or where you do not. And the purpose of Saturn in Libra is to bring us back to relationships that support us. If you've had a lot of relationship changes in the past few years, this is why. Because your relationship with yourself is changing, and the external relationships are reflecting that back to you. This is where you also take ownership. You take responsibility for relationships that are not working, for partnerships that you don't want. And Saturn is about creating something in the real world. So if these relationships are not working for whatever reason, you won't be able to ignore it. It will be evident and it will be clear. And although Saturn can be tough on us because he holds us responsible and he makes sure that we're really doing our work, there's a lot of love with Saturn because Saturn just wants you to have a life that you can experience to the fullest. I think of Saturn as a stern taskmaster who wants to help you create the structures that support you. And right now, that one of those structures are relationships, and that if there is a relationship that is not working and it's ending, or it has ended, it's ending out of love, and it's ending because Saturn knows there's something better, that you are being upgraded with love. Saturn is now going to move into Scorpio, and the energy of Scorpio is much different than the energy of Libra. The intensity comes in. And this is where you can't hide. So think of it as Saturn in Libra was about bringing people into your life or looking at the people in your life and seeing where you match up and where you have commonality and where there is harmony. Then we move into Scorpio, and Scorpio says, let's go deeper. Let's look at our uncovered gold. Let's look at our psyches, our emotional needs. Let's look at our truth. It's essentially what you won't see on the outside, okay? That's the deeper inner parts of us that are where we experience sexuality, psychological differences, very deep level things. So think of it this way. You meet somebody and you're dating for a while and you're getting along great and the relationship is going great. And then you decide to merge and move in together. And when you move in together with someone, you can't hide who you really are. Okay? Saturn in Scorpio is a revealer. It's going to reveal who you really are and reveal who the other person is. And it's about working with that energy and being responsible with it. You can't have blinders on anymore. This is where we're going to see more truth come out. Saturn in Scorpio is a truth revealer. We're going to see truth come out in financial areas, in banking, more in big business. It's going to be an intensity that no one can escape. And it's beautiful because it's helping us get to that core of who we are and being who we are. So that is where we're going. And I would recommend a wonderful book called The Exquisite Zodiac by Rick DiClemente. The Exquisite Zodiac. You can find it on Amazon or theexquisitezodiac.com. It's an excellent book, and it talks about the progression of the signs. And so it talks more about being in Libra and moving into Scorpio if you want to get an idea of those energies. We are about done with today's show. The hour always goes so fast, but I feel like we covered a lot, and I hope that it was valuable to you. I hope it was matching up with some of your questions, and please go back and listen again if you're needing more information or to hear some of these messages again. Thank you so much for being here. I'll be back next week with Amy Landerman. We're going to have an amazing conversation about numerology and look at what October holds for us. So I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I will talk with you soon. Namaste.
One with the sunset, I have become a I said I can have this moment too.